waiting for is here.
Previously on the Woody and Wilcox Show.
We had heard now from multiple sources that, shockingly, apparently, Tom Cruise, the Tom Cruise, not Tom Cruise the dentist, didn't know about certain things on the internet. Seth Rogen explains.
I remember going to Tom Cruise's house with Judd several times for hours and hours and hours on end where many, 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 many weird topics were discussed. And apparently, yeah, I don't have a clear recollection. I told Tom Cruise about the existence of internet pornography, which he was unaware of.
So we're taking your stories on that sort of topic at 844-4WW-SHOW. You or someone you know learned something late in life that they should have known about. Here's a great opportunity to throw them under the bus. Spencer on the Woody and Wilcox Facebook page. I don't know if I was supposed to leave you anonymous. If I was, your name's not Spencer. My sister's first date with her now husband, she looked up at the moon and said, "Wow, the sun turned into the moon quickly tonight." She thought the sun and the moon were the same thing. I don't think so.
You can see them both at the same time often enough.
Correct. Correct, Chelsea.
I don't know, Spencer. Really? I'm not... I find it hard to imagine.
Maybe they met very young.
She was three.
Right.
Okay. If right. That's the case, Chelsea, great point. Yes. Then I do buy it.
Yes.
I do buy it. 844-4WW-SHOW, the way that you can get through.
Matt, you're on with Woody Wilcox. What's your story, man?
Yeah. I had to explain to my ex-wife that the dinosaurs on the Discovery Channel were not real, that they were computer animated.
She thought,
come on.
I'm sorry. Hang on a second. I'm having a hard time following.
She thought it was actual footage from a billion years ago, or that they still exist.
I guess she thought that they still exist, that they were on like an island somewhere, like Jurassic Park, and was like, "Hey, we should take the kids to go see those." And I had to explain to her that they were computer animated, that they weren't real.
There had to be signs, and
why,
right? There had to be other
and that's
things.
That's why she's my ex-wife. Yeah, I don't know. I can't explain it. I don't know how she didn't know, but yeah, I had to explain to her that they weren't real.
Yeah, that'd be a big day in her life.
We should take the kids to go see them.
I don't know.
I bet she was very pretty. Very pretty.
I would have assumed that it was the other one, that she thought it was somehow footage, because
yeah,
that's a little bit more believable. I mean, it's still not believable, but we live in an age right now where everything is on video, and you know, there's video of everything. I'm trying to find any possible way. Right? That, but if neither of them is really feasible, but if I was going to choose one or the other, it wouldn't have been that they still exist. It would have been that somehow we had footage of them.
And then there's our very own Cool Beans.
Oh, Cool Beans, come in here, because I think Cool Beans' story was actually pretty important. Because if anybody else didn't know the same thing that Cool Beans didn't know, I think we could actually help somebody out here.
Cool Beans.
Cool Beans.
And of course, initially, Cool Beans, when this happened, this scenario that we're about to describe, I assumed that you were just trying to get out of work. But I know you, and I know you would never do that.
Cool.
Tell people, hi, Cool Beans.
Good morning.
She all right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Everything all right?
She's already giggling.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Stepped on my foot. I'll be all right. So Cool Beans texted in one morning, you know, show was getting ready to start or maybe, I don't know where we were, but anyway,
no, I have the actual text if you want me to read it, but I,
yeah, go ahead. Do you have it handy? Cause it was, she was alerting us that she wasn't going to be able to come into work that day, which never happened. So behind the scenes, there's no one more dependable than Cool Beans, and right. She never misses a day. If her car breaks down, if she's sick, she's a great employee and a great member of the Woody and Wilcox Show.
So it was sent at 5:10 a.m.
Okay.
And I said, "Hey, the electricity is out in my neighborhood. Not a big deal, but the garage door won't open, so I have no transportation." And instantaneously, Woody responded, "Pull the cord hanging down, then you can lift it manually." And then you said what Woody said.
So you thought that you could not open your garage when the power was out, because obviously your garage door works on electricity, and right. So how are you going to get it open? Not realizing that there's a cord
right.
on the inside that you just pull down, it pops it, and then you can just, you know, lift the gate.
Right. I did not know that.
I feel like you can't be alone in that, though.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, no.
I'm sure not. That's right. Why I said I think it was important that we mention that.
Because that was my first time owning a house with a garage. Mm-hmm. So I had never parked in a garage before. So.
Please listen. There was a woman who thinks the sun and the moon are the same thing.
Who thinks dinosaurs exist right. and wants to take her kids to see them.
Right. These are all things that have happened this morning on the show. So, yes. But, you know. In retrospect, yours is not a big deal.
Right.
Right?
Did you walk around the neighborhood bragging with your new knowledge? Like, you know what happens when you pull that cord?
Well, no, but I did go to my job, too, and I was like, you know what? Everybody I walked past, I was like, you know what? And they're like, yeah, okay, why is this news? I was like, I didn't know that! And then they were like, okay, you're weird.
But I think Chelsea's right. I guarantee you there's somebody right now who's like, I didn't know that was a thing. So if you're stuck in your garage right now, I think we've done a tremendous service for somebody, right?
We'll send Cool Beans to help you.
She'll come and grab your cord.
Yuck.
How dare you?
Well, you know what I mean.
No.
Thank you, Cool Beans, for being vulnerable and sharing.
The following program is for entertainment purposes only.
Really? That's amazing.
It's the Woody and Wilcox Show.
They simply couldn't imagine being without each other.
With Woody.
Ah, what the hell is the matter with you?
And Wilcox.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
It's the Woody and Wilcox Show.
This is insanity!
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
This is like, you know, when you're getting your legs waxed and they whip that thing off real fast. That's what this is like.
And now, it's the Woody and Wilcox Show.
I've been through this a million times in all my years in the theater. Take a deep breath. Good. Blow it out. Let's just do a good show, okay? Everybody do a good show.
Speaking of Cool Beans, which we just heard there in the replay, for those just joining us, she got me last night.
What do you mean she got you?
She got me. I went to see comedian David Cross last night.
Oh, yeah.
And the show, for those of you that don't, it wasn't in a comedy club. It was at a theater. So it's one of these theaters where you walk in and they scan your ticket, but there's a lobby area and people are at a bar, you know, getting drinks and so forth. And then you have to go through a bunch of doors to get into the actual theater. But as soon as you walk in, literally into the building, there are signs plastered everywhere about how there's going to be a very strict no cell phone policy. Now, for those of you that may be new to the show, I have been booted from a show because of a cell phone incident. I got kicked out of the Amy Schumer show. We won't go into the details. I still claim innocence. But anyway, there are a lot of these, especially comedians now, that are very, very strict about cell phone. I say use, but it's not even use. It's just literally the appearance of a cell phone at any point during the show. They are maniacal about it. They will boot you out. So I'm with Denise, and then there was another couple with us, and immediately everybody's like, oh, Wilcox, you better put your phone away because, you know, yeah, you got kicked out before. So it's that whole thing where that's forever, apparently, that will be my label, is that I'm the guy who got kicked out of the Amy Schumer show for a cell phone related issue. And as soon as that happens, as soon as my family and my friends start busting on me, bing, I get a text. And I quote you the text from Cool Beans. Hey, you going to David Cross tonight? Make sure you put your phone away. I mean, literally, right when I walk in the door, right when I see the sign, right when everybody I'm with is giving me the same business, pow, I get the text from Cool Beans, also giving me the business. And now I'm like, I crouch down and I've got, you know, it's
she's got
like,
eyes on you.
I'm like, where is she? Because to my knowledge, Cool Beans was not going to the show. And I'm like, but there's no other way. This has got to be some sort of, she's standing in a corner somewhere watching me. And I said, where are you? Are you looking at me? She's like, ah, ha, ha, I'm here. I'm already in my seat. But she didn't know. She didn't know I was there. Oh, it, so was just random timing. Cool Beans powers or something that it just happened to hit literally right when I walked in the door. But everybody, I will say, in the defense of the venue and in defense, I guess, of David Cross and his people, they were much more clear and upfront about how militant they were going to be about the cell phone use. Because I feel like at Amy Schumer, it was not made clear to me or many others how militant they were going to be. Mm. And so, I mean, literally every 5 feet, there was a sign. And then and there's a lot of ushers. There's the ticket taker. There's the people at the will call. And all of them are like, now understand, there's a very strict set. I mean, they laid it on thick. And I think everybody now, and I think also as times change, everybody gets it. Yeah. So you're a lot less likely to make the mistake of accidentally glancing at your phone and then getting booted from the show.
Well, the other half of that story is that you got kicked out of Amy Schumer because I accidentally butt-dialed you, which I never do. And I got no text about, you know, minding my butt.
That came up as well, too. Denise was immediately like, you want to text Chelsea? It was soon as we walked in the building.
Never before or since have I accidentally butt-dialed you.
Right.
Correct?
How dare you? So I didn't get kicked out. There's the positive. You know what? David Cross is hilarious, and he is a comedic genius. But my negative on it is, I like comedy to take me away from everyday life. Like I like my movies to do the same. And he is very political, and he gets pretty religious or non-religious, as the case may be, and it's all funny. And it doesn't matter which side of the aisle you're on. However, I want that escapism when I go personally. And I don't want to be reminded of all the issues that we face as a society, even when you're doing it in a funny way and you have interesting, fun takes on it. It was a little bit too much of that for me. And I love David Cross. And I think I prefer him, for example, in Mr. Show when they're doing sketches and that sort of thing. But I mean, I still would recommend him. I just, I'd rather not have as much sort of, oh, that's right, that is going on in our country. Right. Now, you know what I mean?
Right.
And I don't know. So that would be my only critique on it. But he's fantastic. And I know, for example, he's going to be in Durham, North Carolina tonight, and then in Asheville, and he's traveling all over the country. So, you know how to find him. So today on the show, we're going to dig in. We're going to find out, what's weird out there on Craigslist. We're going to play a round of Craigslist prices, right? We got that coming up. Yesterday, maybe I'll hit this in the chat because a lot of people talked about it. We were aware for the first time yesterday morning early that Charlotte Rae had passed away. She, for those that don't recognize that name, was Mrs. Garrett on the Facts of Life and Different Strokes. And then for Chelsea or younger, you still may not know who I'm talking about. Googler. Because yesterday after the show, Chelsea was like, I didn't really watch Different Strokes. Or did you watch Facts of Life?
I know some of the Facts of Life. Maybe it was on rerun, but I was just too young.
Well, a lot of it was on rerun, even for us. I mean, I guess it was on in our prime, but I still saw a lot of that stuff in reruns. Yep. I don't think you had to be around when they were, you know, being created. But anyway, somebody had an interesting comment about I don't know that we did a tribute to Charlotte Rae yesterday, but we certainly talked about it a little bit. And there was an interesting analogy. I'll save it for the chat. We've also got a round of it happen in Florida, and we'll dig in coming up here in just a second into the chat.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
And now, it's time for the Chat Report. Stuff happening around the globe.
the G is silent.
On the Woody and Wilcox Show.
So we talked about it yesterday, so I'm not going to get into all the nuts and bolts of it. But, you know, we found out that Charlotte Ray, who played Mrs. Garrett on Facts of Life and on Different Strokes, by the way, same character, which is always one of those interesting things to me when somebody plays the same character in two different shows. But anyway, yes, that she passed away at 92 or whatever it was. And Woody and I, among other things, were reminiscing about, well, our childhoods, really, and about our recollections of Mrs. Garrett. And if you missed that yesterday, it sounded like this. And now Woody and Wilcox's tribute to Charlotte Ray, a.k.a. Mrs. Garrett, from the Facts of Life and Different Strokes.
Girls, balls, and marijuana.
Are they punk rock?
I don't know.
That was Woody and Wilcox's tribute to Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett, from Facts of Life and Different Strokes. I suppose to call that a tribute is using the term loosely, although that is what happened yesterday on the show.
An homage.
I don't even think that's right. Just idiots is really more accurate. But a lot of people were like, oh, that's sad. We've got, you know, social media. That's just like when you guys sang the Cranberry song, which, I mean, kind of, it really hadn't really occurred to me.
Now, Woody and Wilcox sing the song Zombie by the Cranberries.
Zombie.
That was Woody and Wilcox singing the song Zombie by the Cranberries.
I mean, there is.
And now Woody and Wilcox's tribute to Charlotte Ray, a.k.a. Mrs. Garrett, from the Facts of Life and Different Strokes.
Girls, balls, and marijuana.
Are they punk rock?
I don't know.
That was Woody and Wilcox's.
All right, so, I guess
there is a similarity. I don't know if you know this. We do the same thing a lot of times over and over again, apparently, and then sometimes it's not even intentional.
I was excited this morning because I saw that a Garrett trending on Twitter.
A lot of people excited about Mrs. Garrett and wanting to celebrate her life.
Just a passion.
Which is nice.
And then I realized that, spoiler alert, The Bachelorette wrapped up last night and she chose Garrett, a dude who was on the show.
Oh.
So not Mrs. Garrett.
I see.
Some dude on some dating reality show is trending.
By the way, if The Bachelorette had chosen Mrs. Garrett, I think I might start watching.
That would be...
That's all I'm going to say about that. I'm not familiar. Chelsea, are you watching The Bachelorette?
No, you know I'm not into that, but you're saying you want a show where a young woman chooses among 90-year-old women. Is that what I hear you say?
Totally.
Oh, yeah, are you kidding me?
They're going on dates and making out?
You
absolutely.
You could probably find that on the internet.
I'm sure.
Giant cans.
All right, that's enough. Let's put it this way. I would find it more interesting than the current Bachelorette. Let's put it that way.
Maybe it's just a Bachelorette who chooses among obscure, older, from the 70s, 80s television characters.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like that even better. So it doesn't have to be a lesbian relationship.
Right.
She could be choosing Robert Guillaume from Benson.
Right. I was thinking Mr. Belvedere, but yes.
It's like combining The Bachelorette with Dancing with the Stars or that diving show the obscurity, but with no dancing or diving.
Like also back when Nick at Night was a thing and they were running all the old Bob Newhart show and Mary Tyler Moore.
Anybody from Bewitched still alive?
Right.
Who wants to date Sheriff Lobo?
Oh, man. Talk about obscure. Tonight on The Bachelorette, she chooses between Les Nessman from WKRP and Jack Tripper, sadly, no longer with us, so that'll be a tough one. But
that will be like Weekend at Bernie's.
It will. What do you mean, like Weekend at Bernie's? What's that supposed to mean?
He's dead.
Huh? Come on, now that's
not... And now,
all right,
with Wilcox.
Come on. A dude just walked over to an aquarium while it was open, middle of the day on Saturday. Grabbed a 3-foot shark, swaddled it. He put the shark in a stroller and pushed it out the front door. Sort of a Weekend at Bernie's, but with a shark that wasn't dead. So almost nothing like Weekend at Bernie's.
This has been A Moment with Wilcox.
I stand by that, by the way. I am not taking that back. I believe that's accurate.
Those are fun ideas.
One other note, since we got onto the reality TV thing, did you see that tonight is the series premiere of the newest reality show?
Oh, no.
And sit down for this one because it hasn't been done before. It's called Castaways. Do you remember we talked about this when they were mentioning that this was going to be a thing? It's a reality series about 12 people who are stranded on an island. But twist to every other damn show that's just like this, they apparently, none of them know that there are other people on the island and they're all isolated. According to the folks who do this, it's about the need for human companionship.
Other than the camera guy who's right there filming
you? Well,
other
than,
they think they're,
I don't
like,
know how that part works.
They're doing a solo, like Naked in the Woods or whatever kind of thing. Or
right,
so
there's
they
another
think.
One, Naked and Afraid. There's a million of these shows, right?
And then they hear a noise and they're like, oh my God, I'm not alone.
They are on an island. They don't know that there are other castaways there or when they'll be rescued is the way it's phrased. Not if, but when. I don't know if there's money. I don't know if they win something. I don't know if at the end of it, one of them is going to date Bob Uecker from 80s TV show. I don't know what the twist is, but tonight at 10 o'clock on ABC. So make sure you lube up the VCR and get that thing purring. So you're going to want to really want to tape that thing. That's right. I said VCR. I'm aware of it. We've got a round of It Happened in Florida, and we're going to kick that off for you coming up next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
So what we've got here is a round of It Happened in Florida, and perhaps you are new to the Woody and Wilcox Show. A, my condolences, and B, what we're going to do is share three stories real quick. All of them are true. They could have happened, though, anywhere all over the world, and you got to spot the one that took place in the troubled state of Florida, which is the birthplace, really, of everything insane here in this great land of ours. So spot the Florida story to win. You can do it at 844-4WW-SHOW. Woody's going to kick us off with story number one.
You guys have seen those places where you can rent really, really nice cars. I'm talking like supercars, Ferraris, Lamborghinis, stuff like that.
Exotic car rental.
There you go. That's exactly right. That's the right term, Wilcox. Thank you. I bring it up because a dude in story number one went to one of those places. And he got the Lamborghini Huracan.
That sounds right.
Pronouncing that correctly. He rented it and didn't realize that the city that he was in has those speed cameras where if you're going too fast, you automatically get a ticket because it takes a picture of the license plate.
Yes, I've been there.
$47,600 is what he racked up in speeding fines.
No, yes. No.
One particular stretch of road, he was caught doing over 150 miles per hour in the Huracan, which I'm sure for that car is pretty easy to do.
Oh, yeah.
$47,000 in speeding fines.
$47,600 in total speeding fines.
I'm sorry, over what period of time is this?
This is over a week.
That seems borderline impossible, even with that scenario.
Was it in Florida where he's like, I got a really souped up car. I'm going to see what this bad boy can do.
Story number two is something that we've heard before. And, with summertime here and people, taking trips, it could be pertinent for you. This is a woman who was kicked off a flight. I don't feel like this is a reason that we've ever heard of someone being kicked off a flight. Anybody want to guess what that issue is?
I feel like we've heard everything.
I feel like we have, too, until I read this story, and then I realized, I guess we haven't heard everything.
She demanded to fly?
She demanded to fly. I don't even know what you mean by
to
that.
To be the pilot or something? I'm trying to think of something, because it's not, can't be BO, can't be smoking, can't be, we've heard these before.
She demanded to take over the wheel.
Right.
Grab the yoke, if you will.
Right. That's considered unruly, though, right? I'm going to go uncontrollable hiccups.
This is not anything unruly, and she did not demand to fly.
I'm sticking with hiccups, then.
She was booted off the flight due to her cello. Her cello is the answer. She is a professional cellist. May or may not be using that term correctly.
That's correct.
And she claims, and apparently this is accurate, that she booked two tickets. One for her and one for her cello.
That I don't believe.
So that it could ride. No, it's true. And that's been confirmed. So that it could ride in the seat next to her. Which, by the way, it did on her initial flight to her destination. But then on the return flight, she was booted from the flight because they didn't care for her cello. Said that that wasn't legal.
Always leave room for cello.
It's funny, you did beat me to the punch on that one as I'm going through the comments on the story, the very first one. But I thought there was always room for cello.
Is that a there's always room for Jell-O reference?
Well done,
yes, Chelsea.
Yes, sure, that's, I was very young, so, you know, you missed a lot of people with that one.
How dare you? By the way, anybody want to take a stab at what her cello is worth?
$18,000.
Not high enough,
I'm
sister.
I'm going to say $250,000.
Well, and that's a little high. $28,000 is what her cello is worth, so she figured, I'm not going to leave that to Johnny Fat Hands down there in the loading dock.
Johnny Fat Hands!
I'm going to take care of this bad boy myself because I know that they're going to mangle it if I let them check my cello.
Why can't you put it in an overhead bin with a really great case?
Well, too big. Have you seen a cello?
Yes.
It's a large item. By the way, if you want to keep the puns going, thanks to another guy who commented on the story, weren't the check-in staff and management working in concert? My question for you is, was she flying to or from Florida when she was booted for her unruly cello that was literally just sitting there? Woody's got the third and final.
Oh, Bo, that was a horrible pun.
Oh, Bo?
Now you're just changing words.
That
That's not
even make sense. Oh, you're just naming another instrument?
Oh, no, the bow that you use, you're saying that instead of no, which is outside the parameters of the game.
You're saying the bow for a cello. I thought he was saying an oboe, which is another instrument.
I was saying an oboe instead of oh boy. That's a horrible
pun. It was bad either way.
I feel like his was even worse than what you thought it was, Chelsea.
Step into my office.
Yeah.
What? Because you're f***ing fired.
I mean, at least, Chelsea, in your scenario, a bow is maybe something you would use with a cello. An oboe has nothing to do with it.
In concert.
All right. You better finish this up. What do you got for number three?
Story number three involves a man who heard a strange noise while he was staying in his buddy's cabin. You've been there, right? Somebody's like, hey, I got a place. You guys can stay there. It'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
You go up there with the family, and then suddenly there's strange noises. It's like the beginning of every horror movie. He thought he had heard something and was prepared in case there was a bear. What he wasn't prepared for was when he went downstairs, armed with an air horn, he got the all clear, looked around the cabin, opened the front door, and even walked out into the front porch and was like, must just be in my imagination. Turns around, and he's less than 3 feet from the bear, which he had missed, which was inside the cabin. What do you do then, Chelsea?
Run.
Nope. He jump-kicked the bear in the chest. Said the bear was about 6 feet tall, and he didn't know what else to do, so he jumped up and kicked it with both feet and then fell on the ground.
So he says.
Oh, Bo, that's a tough situation.
That's correct. Nice pun.
Everyone in this room is now dumber.
Good news is everybody is going to be okay, and wildlife officials are on the lookout for the bear.
Why do we know about this?
Because he reported it. He's like, look, there's a bear that's really sneaky, and it's breaking into cabins.
And I'm missing it. Missed a bear.
And I jump kicked it in the chest. Was it in Florida where he missed the bear that was inside, walked outside, only to turn around and find out, hey, bear inside the cabin? Russell is up first to try and solve our quiz. Russell, what do you think? All three stories actually happened. Which one went down in Florida?
Number two.
Story number two, yeah.
That's right. She was the cellist was flying from Chicago to Miami, which was fine with her cello in the seat next to her. But for some reason, then they refused, same airline, to let her fly from Miami to Chicago on the return trip. Now, they say it's because of the size of the airplane. 737 would not accommodate her cello in the seat, which makes no sense to me. Think of all the people you've seen flying on a 737. Mm. They're all much bigger than a cello, as far as I can tell. By the way, according to federal regulations, U.S. musicians are allowed to carry oversized instruments in the cabin when they do buy an extra seat for that particular instrument. So she was kicked off. They did give her hotel and food,
and put her on a flight the next day. So it's not like they completely refused to let her fly, but she could not fly on her slated day.
And the dude who rented a Lamborghini Huracan was in Dubai. I told you that he racked up $47,000 in speeding tickets in just a week. I meant to say he did it in 4 hours.
Nope.
As the story has been updated.
No. Yes.
$47,000
in 4 hours.
4 hours of driving that car around.
I mean, that's impossible.
And the dude who jump kicked a bear in the chest, it was a Fallen Leaf Lake in beautiful California up near Lake Tahoe.
Keep in mind, those of you that are looking for a great deal, you know, trying to buy a Labor Day gift for someone you love very much, we're going to dig into Craigslist and find out what's weird out there. Round of Craigslist prices right here in about 15 plus minutes.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
Well, we're about to dive into the crazy end of the internet, a little place called Craigslist, where people buy, people sell, and people like to hire you to do things for them. And Craigslist prices right today, I think, all three items that we have are an opportunity for you to make some cash. These are some of my favorite ones because these are usually tasks that people go, Where would I go to find somebody who would do something like that? I know. I'll go to Craigslist because nothing weird happens. So if you're a cat owner, an opportunity for you to make money. Chelsea, an opportunity just for the ladies. And Wilcox, an opportunity just for the dudes. Making some money instead of spending it. How much are people going to be paying you? We're going to find out and we're going to play a little game. Do Craigslist prices right. And we're going to do that next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
So the Hokey Price is Right music means that it's time for Craigslist Price is Right. This is where Woody has gathered, along with a lot of help from you. So thanks to those of you that send stuff in. The odd items that are out there on Craigslist. And so Chelsea and I and a couple of you on the phone will try to figure out how much money is going to exchange hands, whether it's an item being sold or somebody who's searching for an item. Or as Woody mentioned, in this case, I guess a lot of people either offering or asking for services to be rendered. Whatever it is, closest but not over the actual price, you get the point. Most points wins. Pretty obvious. Let's say hello to our contestants. Looks like number one is Jason. What's up, Jason?
How's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
All right. Taking you on is going to be Andrew. What's up, Andrew?
Good morning.
All right, fellas. You know how this works. We're going to start by having Woody describe item number one. Woody!
Well, thanks to Brian, who found this on Craigslist and emailed it to me. When you find something weird, you can do the same thing that Brian did. Woody at iHeartMedia. Now, this is somebody who's looking to rent an orange cat.
An orange cat.
Yeah, so they're going to be, we're bidding on what they're going to be paying. Here's what I want, an orange cat for approximately 24 to 48 hours to have a lasagna dinner with my Garfield-loving 4-year-old and 2-year-old children. I will return your cat happy and cared for. The cat will not be required to eat lasagna if contraindicated. Please, no feral cats, and please take your cat back at the end. I'm not looking to adopt a cat, just want one to have a lasagna dinner with my kids. Thank you, an increasingly desperate but not crazy mom of two with no friends who have orange cats.
Somebody just fell down. We may need medical services.
That's right.
We have a Craigslist player down. Craig, I repeat, Piper down. Woody, you're an old Garfield freak show.
Yeah.
Is that something you ever did? For those that don't know, and that's something we haven't talked about for a while. No, you knew that,
no,
Chelsea.
No, I didn't.
Come on.
I didn't. I feel like I remember the most of the three.
I had one of those orange, I had the Garfield that stuck to the inside of your car window in high school.
I knew that, but I didn't know it was because you had a love for Garfield.
Did you just think that I was experimenting?
He loves suction cups.
What?
Yes, those of you that are just hearing that for the first time, one of those Garfield dolls that had the suction cups on its paws, and then you put it on the inside of your vehicle so that it looked like he was clinging to the inside of your window. Garfield. Yeah, Woody had that. Oh, yeah, you had, I mean, tell her. Your mom actually offered to bring in all of your old Garfield memorabilia one time.
That's correct. Posters, stuff like that.
You had Garfield posters?
Yep.
Chelsea.
Yep.
You had the dolls. You had the books. You had posters.
Explains a lot.
That's a fact.
So for Craigslist, though, Garfield is a fat orange cat. It doesn't say anything about the size, the heftiness of my orange cat.
It does not. Your cat can be any heft.
So this is a per occasion?
Well, this is just
I didn't even mean that. I really didn't even mean that. See, I said per.
I get it.
No, I seriously didn't mean that. What?
Just got to scratch that itch? Is that what it is?
Stop it. What?
Just a flat fee for the 24 to 48 hours of renting this cat.
Why did you need so long to get a cat to eat lasagna?
I don't know, Chelsea. He's
falling down again. Please. $50 is what I'm going to bid.
$50 is from Chelsea, or from Wilcox. Chelsea?
25.
Gotcha. Jason?
10.
$10. Gotcha. Andrew?
Let's go 26.
26. Actual Craigslist price is $25. Nice job, Chelsea. $50 for a cat rental. Look at big money bags. Wilcox over there.
That's right. I'm a big spender. Who keeps falling down?
I have no idea. It's somebody's phone.
It's like, like at the top of the stairs, and after every question, they're falling down the stairs. All right. That's one for Chelsea. What do we have for item number two on the Craigslist Price is Right?
Thanks to Anthony, who found this on Craigslist. Email it to me, Woody at iHeartMedia. Somebody who's looking to hire a co-pilot for my 9-day RV trip to Sturgis. I am a fun-loving 40-something-year-old guy who has no criminal record. No was in all capitals and underlined. And I've got a great RV, and I've got all kinds of Harleys in the back. I'm seeking a pretty woman, fun-loving, minimum degree of crazy, who loves to dress sexy and play hard. You must love motorcycles, enjoy attention, and demand respect. All of your expenses will be paid. We'll be driving up to Sturgis for 9 days. I'll give you blank at the beginning and blank total. Just count on 9 days of pure awesomeness and attitude. Must enjoy fun. Be prepared to drink, let loose, and enjoy many killer rock bands at Sturgis with me.
Wow.
Chances of death, Chelsea.
No, I don't feel like it. I think he's asking for trouble.
Really?
Well, there's a deposit, so you don't ride back with him. You're not getting the rest of your money.
By the way, Sturgis is going on as we speak, I believe.
We just wrapped up something like
that. So this has already transpired.
Right.
For those of you that were clamoring to your computer right now, that's me.
So I was thinking we would bid on the total price that he's going to pay you for the 9 days.
All expenses paid. Correct. Plus this amount of money.
Yep.
$400.
$400. Okay. Jason, what do you think?
$250.
$250. Gotcha.
Andrew? Let's go $175.
Gotcha.
$401.
Actual Craigslist price is $1,000.
I was going to say $900 because, $100 a day.
I'll give you $500 up front and then $500 when you ride back with me. Now are your chances of death?
Well, we may need to break this down a little bit later because I've got, there's a lot of scenarios here.
I mean, is this prostitution? You think it is? I mean, I feel like he's legitimate. I don't feel like it's all about sex. Right?
Okay. He probably expects it. That's a big commitment. There are people that I love that I don't want to spend 9 days in an RV with.
Correct.
So,
most of them, I would imagine.
All of them.
I got one. Chelsea's got one. You know what that means. Jason and Andrew, whoever gets item number three, actually, is going to win between the two of you. So, Woody, what do we have?
Thanks to Brian, again, who found this on Craigslist and emailed it to me, Woody at iHeartMedia. Brian, I don't know why you were searching for this, but it's a guy who'd like to hire. I'd like to compare my junk with 50 guys.
Oh.
Hi there, it says.
Isn't that what the internet's for?
I'm just a guy wanting to know how my penis compares to others in real life. I am not gay.
Uh-huh.
Just curious about it.
Right.
Wang.
Don't expect anything more than me seeing your junk.
Wang.
I have saved up blank, and I'd like to compare it with at least 50 guys.
I've saved up.
So, like, a well-thought-out plan.
Can't you just
what
go to
what are you
to
doing the... over there? I'm saving up money so I can see you guys junk.
You just go to the Y locker room, right?
I think there's a little bit more of an inspection process.
Right. I don't think you can get a good enough look.
Josh. Right.
Wow. 50 guys?
50 guys.
I understand. So he's going to pay 50 different guys this amount?
Correct.
Wow. He's really been saving up, unless it's not much.
So this is what we're bidding on is how much is he going to pay per guy?
Is everybody gathering together at the same time?
It doesn't say, but
I'm sure he would appreciate that. Yes.
Scheduling is going to be really difficult.
In my head, I don't think that works that way. I think it's going to be, you know, batches of men coming in.
Yeah,
I mean, all right, I think... send in the next six. Mom, don't bother the men in the kitchen.
Now you're assuming that 50 guys are going to respond to this. Is this something you think a lot of guys would be like, well, sure, why not?
Yes, I've heard stories.
Okay, well, what are you going to pay for that? Jason, you have to go first. Per guy, what is this guy going to offer you now that he's been saving up?
A dollar.
He saved $50.
A dollar a dong.
That was the name of Woody's autobiography.
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Thank you for plugging it, Jason.
Horny.
Okay.
All right, so Jason's going $1. Andrew, what would you like to bid?
Well, I'm not going to overbid it, so I'm going to say $1.50.
$1.50. Oh. Actual Craigslist price. He's paying $10 a dude. I've saved up $500.
You know what, though, Jason? I think your dollar a dong joke was worth the bad bid.
It was.
And it was a pleasure having you, so to speak. But Andrew's going to walk away with the win on this one. So he's saved up $500.
Yes.
Seems like a good investment.
Do you think he has a little jar, like, on the counter?
I'd love, like, to go out to dinner with you.
Dude jar.
But I'm saving money. I'm putting it into my dong fund.
And why does he need 50? Is this, like, a scientific experiment?
But that's Chelsea, right. Anything under 50, Chelsea, is just happenstance.
Can't get a good pool.
You got to have something. I'm sure he'd take 100 if he could get it. If you're taking 100, 844-4WW-SHOW. Good day to get on Craigslist. If you're an orange cat yourself or have one, you could rent yourself out to a guy who has problems. Or if you're a hot woman who meets all the descriptions that Woody described earlier, I think doesn't exist is the answer. A great deal. And if you're a guy who likes sharing your junk with other men for money, man, are you in luck. If you find something odd on Craigslist when you're out there, send it in. Send it to Woody. Maybe we'll use it next time when we play around a Craigslist Price is Right.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
I know there's something you want to get to, Woody, but before we do that, I did want to point out that if you haven't had the opportunity to watch the video that's now circulating around the web, it's become viral of the, I don't know, he's maybe 3 years old or so. And let's put it this way. It's hot. And the poor kid is sweaty in all the wrong places.
What does that mean?
You'll have to watch. It's a very short video, so it's well worth your time. What is it? 3 or 5, 6 seconds, 7 second video. And it's taken from, I guess, his mom's cell phone. He's in the back seat of the car and he is complaining about the places on his body that sweat has accumulated. That's all I'm going to say. And at Woody and Wilcox Facebook page, you can follow us on Twitter at Woody and Wilcox. And of course, those are the only two places that you're going to find this particular viral video. So don't bother looking for it anywhere else.
Right.
But it's I feel like it's worth your time. Yes, there are always videos of kids saying funny things. This absolutely is one of them. So do yourself a favor and check that out.
You guys have a smart speaker in your house, right? Could be the Google Home, or there's a couple other ones, Alexa, blah, blah, blah. By the way, Alexa, add nut squeezins to the shopping list. What? I bring it up because there is a cool new feature that you can use, especially if you have Alexa, when you go on vacation to protect your home from intruders. It's amazing, and it's going to revolutionize your life. I want to play you some of the audio of it and talk about what Alexa can do for you while you're not even home.
Now, this isn't a commercial that you're doing or something, is it?
I wish it was.
Okay.
Wish it was. No, not a commercial, just a cool new thing that you need to download and make sure you have in your house.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
A lot of us have the smart speakers in our homes now, and they're fantastic, especially for solving any kind of argument, because you can just shout out, Alexa, what's the population of Papua New Guinea? And she'll tell you. And it's great for other stuff, too, like, Alexa, download the Woody and Wilcox podcast on iHeartRadio. You can also say, Alexa, set an alarm for 3:15 a.m., maximum volume.
Now you're just effing with people.
That's probably the case. But outside of that, you know, playing music and answering facts and doing stuff like that, I have yet to fully explore my Alexa's potential until I saw something yesterday that is going to revolutionize these smart speakers. Have you heard of Away Mode that you can download as a part of your Alexa smart speaker?
No.
This is something that you would enable when you leave the house. And what it does is it plays audio while you're away to fool people who would maybe be burglars or, you know, stealing packages off your front porch because they think you're not home. And it plays the volume of a normal conversation through the speaker, so it sounds like people who are just walking by or in the neighborhood, sounds like somebody's home. And this isn't just
Is it a conversation that they've secretly recorded of me and my family?
That's what I first thought.
And they
thought.
Just rerun it? Wouldn't that be cool? That's probably not what it is, but that would be frightening.
Yep.
And not that surprising.
And I've heard of people leaving like their television on.
Like in, yeah, especially hotel rooms, things like that.
But this is different.
You're going to leave your TV on for a week while you're gone?
That's a thing that's, you know, probably not the best to do. But with this Away Mode, it'll play back audio tracks that have been written by comedy writers from Saturday Night Live, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and the Upright Citizens Brigade. So these, if you were to happen to be there and listen to it, it sounds like a normal conversation, but it's also pretty comedic. Like, I have a clip here of the stay-at-home mom who just can't deal anymore. This is an hour-long track of this.
For the love of God. Caden, no? No? Okay. Seems like someone needs to put their listening ears on, okay? Mom is going to count to three, and then I hope someone will be a listener, okay?
Ready? So it's just a continuing conversation of a mom who's trying to deal with a little one. So a more natural conversation rather than just the TV on. And there's seven different tracks of varying lengths, all of them over an hour long. And so they'll just sort of pause and then play back so that it sounds like somebody's home.
The TV, the chairs are mine, plus the little table.
Of course. Oh, and Roger's coming with me too.
What? What? You don't even take care of him anymore.
I adopted him. I took him to get shots. I paid for the vet fees. He's mine. Plus, if I leave him with you, you'll never scoop his litter. It'll be a health hazard for the both of you.
That's a couple breaking up while watching TV.
Well, what if somebody comes to visit you and then there's like, there were two strangers in your house arguing about a cat and somebody named Roger? Like, I feel like it could go sideways pretty quickly.
What do you mean if somebody comes to visit you?
It comes by your house knocking, and then they hear something.
So it's
what,
somebody,
is this 1950?
Right, somebody who doesn't know that you're on vacation, Chelsea.
Who knocks on doors these days when they don't know somebody's not home? You text before
they know
you
where
come
you
over.
Live, but they haven't seen your vacation photos on Facebook.
Look, I'm just exploring all opportunities for things to go awry.
Really? I'd rather have the safety and somebody go, wow, it sounded like strangers arguing over a cat named Roger. In your house.
Yeah, I mean, I see the upside to it, absolutely.
Two stoners arguing about a new podcast that they want to start.
You know what else is interesting?
What, dude?
Okay, so you know how much I love ketchup, right?
For sure. Remember that when you, like, drank the entire bottle?
Which time?
You're a maniac.
True that. Okay, so this guy loves ketchup maybe more.
I don't know. I feel like an intruder could take those two. Might decide to go for it.
Right. Yeah, good point on that one, Chelsea. Maybe skip over that right. one.
So this is all with the specific to the Alexa?
That's correct. It's called Away Mode. It's a thing that you have to, a skill that you have to enable on her. And then once you decide to leave the house, you just say, hey, Alexa, enable Away Mode. And these things will play and hopefully protect your home.
You know, Google is doing the same thing, too.
Oh, are they really?
Yeah. Have you heard what theirs sounds like?
We'll probably sit around and cook some soups and eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
I like that one better.
That's just an hour-long loop.
Maybe just take a few plays off.
Woody and Wilcox. The Woody and Wilcox Show.
Yesterday on the show, we talked about the things that you learned later than you should have. Sort of late in life revelations, right? Mm-hmm. And to give you an example, I loved what Christopher had typed in on our Facebook page as a follow-up to yesterday's I Learned It Late in Life scenario. And this started yesterday because we heard Judd Apatow on The Late Show talking about how Tom Cruise didn't realize there was porn on the internet. And he only learned that at, you know, age 50 or whatever, when Judd Apatow and Seth Rogen were talking about it. So Christopher says, in that vein, my ex thought that a moot point was pronounced moo point, M-O-O instead of M-O-O-T. She thought it was a moo point because it was a cow's opinion and therefore didn't matter. A moo point.
A moo point.
Not a moot point, because nobody cares what a cow thinks. It's a cow.
I get it, though.
No, you don't.
I do.
Her mind was blown when I revealed the actual definition and enunciation. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it is.
And in that same vein, a famous newsman, Chuck Diapers, had rung in on that also, the learned late in life or whatever. I didn't learn until last year that Dennis Leary and Willem Dafoe were not the same person.
God, I never thought of that.
Right?
That's, yeah.
I mean, you knew they weren't the same person, though, right, Woody?
Yeah, I guess I just never put the connection that they look incredibly similar.
I guess they do.
Sometimes.
I suppose so. I can see where you're coming from there.
Speaking of that, did you guys see the video of viral? It's along the lines of mistaken identity, like Chuck Diaper said right there. The woman who posted on her Facebook page a confession, basically, that for the last 14 years, she's been calling her next door neighbor by the wrong name. Listen to this confession, basically, that she posted to her Facebook page.
I've lived like in the same house for 14 years.
Oh, God,
years.
Chelsea, don't do it. Don't kill yourself.
Chelsea, there is an accent. So she says, I've lived in the same house for 14 years.
It's not even English.
I've lived like in the same house for 14 years, and my neighbours next door, Mavis and George. So I thought, well, recently George died.
So she says she's lived next door to Mavis and George for 14 years, and recently George died, sadly.
And, like, I've got on with them for 14 years. Then I was talking to another lady over the road, and I goes, how's Mavis doing? She said, who's Mavis?
So she's talking to another neighbor, and she's like, hey, how's Mavis doing? And the neighbor's like, I'm sorry, who's Mavis?
I said, Mavis, my neighbour. Shouldn't you haven't got a neighbour called Mavis?
She's like, you don't have a neighbour called Mavis.
Mavis, George's wife over here. Right.
Sounds like cool beans.
She goes, oh, do you mean Sylvia? I said, is that her name? She said, yeah. I said, I've called her Mavis for 14 years.
So she was pretty close. Next door neighbor's name was Sylvia, and for 14 years had been calling her Mavis. God only knows what George's name was, right?
Sounds like she had that one right.
Are you sure?
Does that mean that she was calling her that to her face?
Yes.
Why did she never correct
her? Why did Mavis not say, hey, I'm not Mavis?
How did it come up with
Mavis, too, by the way?
From Sylvia?
Yeah, well, I mean, just Mavis in general. Well, not a common name.
In that part of the country, it's more common.
Is it?
That's the accent.
I'm not sure I'm going to take your opinion on that one.
But sometimes people are too polite, right? When you call them the wrong name, instead of the confrontation, they're going to be like, I'm just going to go with it. It's not that big a deal.
But you'd think she'd like see a piece of mail or hear somebody else use the woman's correct name.
Chelsea, we don't all go through our next door neighbor's mailbox like you do.
Or it would come up in conversation with another neighbor, you know, prior to the death of George. This isn't one of those cases where somebody, for some odd reason, goes by two names.
No. This was just for 14 years.
I found that's common in the Lumbee community because my mom will tell me about picture and people, and she says, you know, his name is Bobby, but people call him Chicken or something like that.
Doesn't sound like that's the case here.
Right. I'm sure she's like, please call me Mavis. My real name is Sylvia.
I don't know. Those are strange things that I've heard of happening. It seems more believable than going 14 years with the wrong name.
By the way, no one else needs to send me proof that apparently Christopher was lying about the Moo Point thing. I get it. Apparently that was a bit on Friends. I must have 38 tweets and texts already. So thank you for that. He was stealing a joke, apparently, from Friends. Either that or his wife was identical to Joey.
All right.
That was a bit from Friends. I get it. So somebody pulled one over on us. I literally have never seen an episode of Friends in my life. So I'm going to be honest with you about that.
You ever get called the wrong name or call somebody the wrong name?
I feel like that's not what you want.
My baton twirling coach, for 6 years, like the head of the whole thing, could not get my name right. Not even close. And my name is spelled phonetically. It's hard to mess up. But it was Celeste, Celestia, Chalicia, all kinds of different things. And I worked with him in this group I was in.
Not a strong reader.
All the time for 7 years. I think he knew my name. He just couldn't pronounce it. I don't know what was going on there. So it does happen. Plus, you got to remember that I was a baton twirler. So it's a good day.
Who knew so many people watched Friends?
It's still coming in.
Oh, my God.
It's a big show.
I guess.
I watched it. And I don't remember that thing.
Thanks to Jason, I went through all of high school calling this kid Cody until graduation. I watched him walk across the stage, and then I learned his name was Chris. I spoke to this guy daily for 4 years, calling him Cody.
That's the interesting part to me is the people that don't ever correct you. And then you get to a certain point and then you can't, right? You feel like, well, I can't correct me.
A certain amount of time has gone by.
I mean, if you let it go for a couple of times, you can still come back and go, by the way. But after like 5 years, then you probably feel like I can't correct him now.
But in that scenario, you're going to hear someone else use his correct name more often than your neighbor situation, right? Like you're in a class together or somebody yells his name down the hall. And it's not Cody.
844-4WW-SHOW. If you got a story like that, I'd love to hear it.
You can also ring in at Woody and Wilcox on Twitter. Of course, the Woody and Wilcox Facebook page is there for you as well.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
A woman took to her Facebook page to post a video confessing that for 14 years, she has called her next door neighbor Mavis, when in fact her name is Sylvia. And she only found out when Mavis / Sylvia's husband died. It's sort of got us on the topic of maybe it was you calling somebody the wrong name, or more likely somebody was calling you the wrong name. And I'd love to know what happened, why you didn't correct them. It's one of those fascinating things to me. Chuck Diapers on Twitter at Woody and Wilcox tweeting in, my boss has called a girl I worked with. Her name is Oliva. He calls her Olivia. It's happened for the last 5 years.
I feel like that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why she has not corrected him. He does pronounce the word specific as Pacific, so it might be a moo point.
By the way, again, I get it. Whoever sent us the moo point thing had obviously stolen it from Friends. Thank you guys so much for alerting us to that fact and sending along the video.
Question is, does he like you? Right? Because if he doesn't like you, this is all a moo point.
A moo point?
Yeah. It's like a cow's opinion.
So stolen right from friends. Right from friends.
844-4WW-SHOW is the way you can get through on the phones. Looks like Bernard is on the phone. Bernard?
Oh, you even got it wrong, which is part of the story. My actual name is spelled Bernard, but I pronounce it Bernard. So I can understand that being an issue. But part of the problem is, over the years, I've learned to just stick with the nickname. So I tell everybody to call me Bo. My family calls me Bo, everything. People still get that wrong. I work with a guy who still calls me Robert, and I've worked there for months now. I don't know how he got Robert out of Bo.
But now, do you correct him?
I have corrected him, and he seems to go along with it. Traversely, now, I think it's just a running joke. I know other coworkers have corrected him, everything. So I think it's just kind of a running joke at this point. But I do believe that for probably the first month working there that he honestly believed my name was Robert, even though I was like, yeah, just call me Bo. How he got Robert out of two letters of Bo, I have no idea.
Now, how did you end up deciding to go? Was it just because of your parents, or were you the one, the driving force behind Bernard?
Bernard is actually a family name. I'm named after my father, so I'm the second, but it was also my grandfather's name. It was a couple generations back past him. It's just a family name that my parents used. My mom always said that I was too small to be, you know, a Bernard, though. So she's the one who called me Bo. And then it just evolved into...
Your mom says you're too small to be a Bernard.
Well, when I was an infant, you know, you don't necessarily look at an infant and go, hey, you're Bernard. So it was a family nickname to begin with.
You know what? I'm going to give him credit. I haven't ever looked at an infant and said, hey, you're Bernard.
There you go.
You're right. I stand by that. Yep.
I just always found it interesting that I still get it wrong. It's two letters. How you can't really mess that up too much, but they still do get it wrong.
Right. Thanks, Michael. We appreciate the call.
So Neil has hit it on the head. What I was talking about earlier at Woody and Wilcox, guy I see at a store all the time that I deliver to calls me Keith. He's been calling me Keith for months. I'm now too scared to correct him at this point.
Right.
His name's Neil. But there is like and I don't know what there's a limit. And at some point, once you go beyond that, you're like, I can't correct him now. I mean, you know, it's hard. Let's put it that way.
What about Devin on Facebook? Guy's been calling me Gavin since high school. We're even friends on Facebook where the name is printed out. I just answered to Gavin. I tried correcting him, but I guess my southern accent throws him off or something.
And, of course, there's this, Wine Club Willie on Twitter, at Woody and Wilcox. For years, I called Hall & Oates Andrea Mitchell.
That's where NBC's Andrea Mitchell is standing by, Andrea. Here's what has just happened. That is indeed Hall & Oates and not Andrea Mitchell. We have plugged into the sound system in the room. Let's go across the state to, I'm being told we're going to try Andrea Mitchell again. Andrea. Again, Hall & Oates.
So, you know what? Apparently that happens to a lot of people, Wine Club Willie. 844-4WW-SHOW, the way that you can get in.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
You know what I've discovered is there are a lot of people who've been called the wrong name a lot of times, and some of them let it go on way too long.
Yes.
To the uncomfortable point. And maybe, you know, who would have thought that the Woody and Wilcox Show would do well by somebody that could actually help you with an issue that you're facing? But there may be somebody right now who's being called the wrong name on a regular basis, and because of what you've seen others go through, you're going to make that step. You're going to correct that person so that this doesn't go on another decade, so that you don't have to hide under a false name for the rest of your life. Stand up! Tell them what your name is!
I think Justin sums it up on an email. He says, I worked at the current company. I'll be here for 13 years this September, but there are people who still call me Jason. While Justin and Jason are close, you know, it's a result of people not caring enough to learn an individual's name. Comes down to how much respect you have for that individual.
Sometimes it's just a mistake.
And you get something stuck in your head and you can't shake it for some reason.
Well, especially if nobody tells you otherwise.
Right? Now, even if they do and you still forget it.
That's not the case here. Adam on the Woody and Wilcox Facebook page, I had a teacher that used to call me Ryan. I don't know why, and I did correct her the first few times. But eventually she kept saying Ryan and I just went with it. After about 3 months of her calling me Ryan in class, calling on Ryan in class, somebody in the class finally said, "Who's Ryan?" I don't think I've ever seen a teacher turn as red as she did that day. Now, fast forward 10 years later, I ran into this same teacher at the grocery store. She did that thing that anybody does when you see him after a long time. She started thinking and squinting her eyes, and she said, "Ryan, right?" I said, "Close enough."
Like teachers get a pass.
There's a man, but there's a man who's been beaten down. He's tried to correct her, and somehow it still isn't working. Now, the 10-year thing, I'll give her a pass on that. I need your help on this one, though. Damien ringing in on the Woody and Wilcox Facebook page. My bus driver used to jack up my name all the time. My name is Damien, but during the whole time I was in middle school, she'd call me Damus? I'm not sure if I...
Damus!
Well, he's written D-A-M-O-U-S.
Like famous, but with a D at the beginning of it.
That's the only way I can figure to pronounce that. How else would you pronounce D-A-M-O-U-S?
Damus?
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 Damus. She would call me Damus. All my friends died laughing about it. I corrected her a few times. After a while, I just started answering to it. See, he tried. Damus.
Damus.
Was it Damus? Are we saying that right? Because that's too far from Damien. Damus.
I don't think it's too far.
It's too far, Chels.
Thanks to Jonathan ringing in an instant message on Facebook. This actually happened to me a couple of girlfriends ago. Been dating for about 2 or 3 weeks. First night of relations with this woman, she's like, "Steve, that was really good. My name's not Steve." That's when I learned I was not the only one having relations with her.
Well, maybe.
Broke it off quickly afterwards. Still had sex. Consider it a win.
Yeah, but maybe just didn't know the name. Or you know, it's a mistake. It doesn't it doesn't guarantee that she's cheating on you. I don't think.
Really?
Does it?
Yeah.
I mean, she may be, but yeah. I don't think it's a guarantee.
But really? Why Steve?
Why Steve?
Is it her boss?
Jonathan?
Is it her brother? Like, why is that top of her mind?
Ex-boyfriend?
I'm not sure.
Say nothing, then. You don't need to use the name. Great job. High five. No name.
I'm surprised he quit on it.
Is that really?
I mean, that's all it took to...
One name?
Yeah, I mean, see if she does it again, right?
If it's a different name? Bobby!
I mean, most guys would probably be like, I'll give it another chance. See if it happens again
right.
next time.
I know.
Sex. I'm not going to rule it out just because of one.
Hey, maybe she was still asleep.
You can always ring in on our voicemail, too. The Fez line at 704-FEZ-3200.
Hey, guys. Talking about calling somebody the wrong name. My first cousin, she dated a guy for about 8 years, and I called him Chuck. And nobody never said nothing. Nobody ever said anything. And then probably about right before they broke up, we was all at Myrtle Beach on vacation, and he was proposing to her. By the time the plane flew by, I stand beside my cousin, and she said, "Look at that, Stacy." I said, "Some guy's asking a girl named Stacy." I said, "His name's Wayne." And she said, "Yeah." I said, "Too bad it ain't Chuck." She said, "That is Chuck, Jay. His name is Wayne. You've been calling him the wrong name for 7 years. Y'all have a good day. Take it easy."
Flyover with the marriage proposal. Which, by the way, he identified as right before they broke up.
Right.
I realize that has nothing to do with the topic at hand, but you caught that, right?
Yeah, I did.
Dear Stacy.
So right before they broke up. There was the marriage proposal on the plane over the beach.
About 8 years, and I called him Chuck, and nobody never said nothing. Nobody ever said anything, and then probably about right before they broke up, we was all at Myrtle Beach on vacation, and he was proposing to her.
So I guess she said no.
Look at that, Stacy. All you can eat crab legs for $29.99. Not that one the other plane.
Voicemail's there for you at 704-FEZ-3200 if you want to get in that way. Or, of course, 844-4WW-SHOW on the phone.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
So a lot more people are having trouble with names than we would have ever imagined. And again, I feel like we are, you know what? We're really helping society here. We're doing the important things.
Are you sure?
Nope. But I am enjoying it. We found out it started because there was a woman who became sort of a viral thing on the internet. She had been calling her next door neighbor the wrong name for 14 years. And didn't realize it until there had been a death in the family. She asked another neighbor how the woman was doing and said the wrong name. And the neighbor was like, who are you talking about? My next door neighbor. That's not your neighbor. Oh. Which apparently is a lot less surprising once you start hearing everybody who's calling in. Now, more than welcome at 844-4WW-SHOW. Or, of course, there's our voicemail, the Fez line, at 704-FEZ-3200.
Hey, Woody and Wilcox and Chelsea. My name is Bert. After I got a new job, one of the sales guys for about 6 months kept calling me Ernie. One day he needed to email me something, couldn't find my name in the company directory. He came over and said, hey, Ernie, what's your email address? I said, well, my name is Bert. He explained he'd used Bert and Ernie from Sesame Street as a mnemonic to remember my name, but he remembered the wrong half of the name.
Mm.
So there you go. Have a good morning. Great show. Bye-bye.
He wasn't calling you Snuffleupagus. 704-FEZ-3200 or Oscar.
It's just a Snuffleupagus reference on the show.
Guy Smiley. There's this one.
Retired biker bad girl Cherie here. The fact that I'm leaving this message shows I spend entirely way too much time stuck in traffic listening to bad programming. I mean, really good programming.
Right.
My name is spelled S-H-U-R-E-E. Cherie. I had a dollar for every time somebody called me Sherry or Shuri like I was in a mother effing hurry. I might not be stuck in traffic. Just saying.
Now, A, thank you for the bad programming poke. We appreciate that. But B, you got to cut somebody some slack mm-hmm. when your name is not a typical name, right? But S-H-U-R-E-E.
That can be interpreted multiple
ways.
That
could be Shuri.
You got to blame your parents on this one.
That's right. Somebody didn't like you, Shuri. It's not us. We love you.
Mm-hmm. Should there be like some sort of accent mark? Is that what you...
I don't know how you handle it. You just, unfortunately, you're stuck with it, right?
Just change your name altogether. That's what people do.
Let's change it to Woody.
Ooh.
844-4WW-SHOW is the way that you can get through, or, of course, on the Fez line at 704-FEZ-3200.
On a scale from 1 to 10, how big a fan are you of streakers at professional sporting events?
Male?
Male streaker, of course, Chelsea.
Not at all.
Zero.
So you'd like to be a female streaker, Chels?
There's less... I don't like to see naked men run.
Well, look, I'm not challenging you. I don't want to see a naked man run either.
If so I
don't feel like what you're saying is weird, although I guess coming from a woman, it's a little bit different.
If I had to choose, depending on, you know, age, et cetera, I'm going to go female streaker over male streaker.
I bring it up because a dude took a bet from his buddies that he wouldn't streak at a professional sporting event, and the penalty that he could face is pretty huge. There's video, of course, and I'm going to post it up on the blog page here. I want to talk about what this dude is facing just for running naked at a baseball game. We'll do that next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
Who's a big fan of streaking at professional sporting events? We talked about it a little bit earlier. Chelsea said...
Who's a big fan of it?
Yeah, you know, I'm always was confused as a kid whenever they would just show an event and then suddenly the camera would cut away and they'd show, like, you know, somebody in the crowd and they'd all be cheering for something. I'm like, what are they showing? And the announcer would be like, well, some idiot is on the field and we're never going to show that. I think streaking.
Why did the announcer sound like Thurston Howell III?
Just the way I remembered it as a kid.
How many people were streaking when you were growing up? I think it was a regular thing.
More common in the 70s than it is today. And dare I say, more common in Europe than it is in the United States. The reason I bring it up is because there's a dude who was recently busted for streaking at a Seattle Mariners game. If you'd like to see the video, I've posted it up on the Woody and Wilcox Facebook page. You can check it out right now. A couple of different angles, because in today's day and age, everybody's got their cell phone camera. He is currently living in Canada, across the border to go to a Mariners game there in Seattle. And he is from Ireland. He did it because he went with some buddies and they bet him $80 that he wouldn't take off all his clothes and run out onto the field. The reason we know about it is he's now facing deportation back to Ireland for the streaking event. Still in custody at the King County Sheriff's Office for $80. And naturally, you know, alcohol was involved. He could be going back to Ireland, which seems like a steep price to pay.
I think when you commit a crime when you're on a visa or something like that, then that's just that's the law. By the way, second, I've tweeted it out too. So if you're at Woody and Wilcox on Twitter, you can find it. Sidebar, when you run out onto the Major League Baseball field nude, why are you covering your junk with your hand?
I'd say that's
it. At that point, you commit, right?
Well, because he gets down onto the field, and Chelsea, if you haven't seen the video, he's got one hand up in the air, sort of as, yeah, everybody look at me, and then the other hand is carrying his bundle.
I mean, periodically. It's not, first of all, he's not doing a great job of it. Covering it.
It's unwieldy.
It's, at moments he is, and then at moments he's not.
He makes it pretty far.
But you're in the middle of a Major League Baseball field during a game, and you're fully nude. I feel like your time for modesty has taken a vacation. Well, I don't think you need to concern yourself with covering the naughty bits.
Maybe he's just trying to spare grandma, or I don't know because I don't have that body part. But do you want it flying around?
Did you say he's trying to spear grandma?
Spare grandma. Sorry if that was a Freudian slip.
Well, no. If I'm paying him $80 to run on the field nude, you better be nude. I feel like he's broken the bet, so I'm not paying off if I'm his buddy.
What are you doing? You cheap bastard. Wilcox, the cheap bastard.
You got to adhere to the letter of the law.
Did you see that he had no clothes on? He's nude. It doesn't matter where he places his hands at that point.
Disagree.
So if I'm making a bet with you, it's no hands.
You got to go.
Let it all hang out.
Are you going to run on a field nude?
No.
For $80?
No.
I mean, other than the 50-yard line at Georgia Tech when you were in college?
I did not run on the field nude there.
So
you can be deported, is your...
Well, that seems like a pretty heavy price to pay.
So don't go to another country and run on the field nude. Do it in your own country.
I wouldn't say don't do it, but before doing it, check with your embassy or consulate to make sure that everything's okay.
Right. Call them up.
Give them a ring. Hello, Ambassador. Yes, I thought about running nude onto a field of a professional sporting event. Shouldn't do that? Okay, thanks.
Hello, Ambassador. By the way, the video, if you're on the Woody and Wilcox Facebook page, and I also tweeted this out, the video beneath the streaker of the little kid in the back seat who's not happy about where he's sweaty on his body is a must-see as well. I'm not going to play the audio for you right here. You may have seen it. It's made its way around the internet, but worth a look. Very quick video. Three-year-old in the backseat of a car filmed by his mom on her cell phone, and he's complaining about
sweatiness.
And where specifically on his body he's sweaty. So that's out there on Twitter and on the Woody and Wilcox Facebook page. Worth a look. We've got a round of It Happened in Florida that we're going to kick off for you that we'll do next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
It Happened in Florida is what we've got set up for you here. Woody and I are going to share three stories real quick. They're all true. But one of them happened in Florida, and that's the one you need to identify because, you know, Florida. You just crush it in crazy. So if you can spot the Florida story first, You win. Woody's got story number one.
I think we all know growing up, you should never pick a noodle fight with somebody who's perpetually angry.
I don't know what you're saying.
Well, it's what happened in story number one. A man and his fiance were staying at the Holiday Inn and Suites when they got into an argument about past issues. Not something you should probably bring up, especially when you're in the luxury of the Holiday Inn and Suites. Don't bring up past issues. Live in the moment. Well, it got to such a heated point that they began throwing ramen noodles at one another. You know the relationship is done when you're whipping out the food and you're like, how dare you, D'Artagnan? And then smack him with some noodles.
How dare you, D'Artagnan, is what you said.
Right? I don't know if he said that, but in my mind, that's exactly. The man was arrested for assaulting his fiance with noodles.
Was the man's fiance named D'Artagnan?
I don't know. It doesn't say in the story.
Okay.
But in my head, yes.
Right.
Was it in Florida where the man was placed on probation for assaulting his fiance with noodles?
By the way, you're doing a Waiting for Guffman line, right?
Yes.
I can find that line. Story number two, I'll find it in a second here. Obviously, we're all familiar with Uber. And now there's stuff out there that sort of plays on the Uber name. There's Uber Eats,
mm-hmm.
where you can get food delivered to your home. And now, of course, obviously the next step, everybody, you know what it is. Say it with me. Amish Uber.
You can get an Amish guy to come over to your house?
Sort of.
What's he going to do, like barn raising?
Well, no, he's going to give you a ride, just like regular Uber, but he's going to, thank you, Chelsea, he's going to do it in a horse and buggy.
You thought he was going to build something?
Well, I mean, if you're calling an Uber for an Amish guy, that's what I was thinking, but okay. How do I call him if they don't use phones?
Great question. You don't. Because obviously, like on Uber, you have an app, and it's the same with the Uber Eats. He's thought it all through, maybe other than that part, because let's face it, even Amish people need a ride, but they don't believe in driving cars and stuff. So he's providing an Amish Uber with the horse and buggy. But Woody, you have hit on one of the bigger problems. They also don't believe in if they're strict, they don't believe in the cell phone use. And so you can't dial up your Amish Uber on your phone.
You just kind of cross your fingers and hope that he comes by.
Call somebody with a phone and then they go knock on his door.
He says what you do is you flag him down. So in other words, you just have to hope he drives by you. And then you wave at him, and then he stops and gives you a ride. But he's got the rest figured out.
Is it possible?
$5, flat fee, he's going to give you a ride. So it seems like a bargain, unless you really need to get somewhere, and then it's a terrible idea.
I feel like his buddies just, you know, they're doing the walking. They saw him ride by and like, hey, you want to give me a ride to Grandpa's house? And now he's just like, screw this. I'm going to start charging for all of you.
And I'm not even sure that he's in a specifically Amish area. Maybe he is. I'm not familiar with all the nooks and crannies in these great United States. But my sense is that he may be in a in an area where it's not hugely Amish. But he's just catering to the Amish crowd. I don't even know that he's Amish. He probably is, but I don't know that for a fact.
He went out and got a horse and buggy?
Well, I mean, there's a hole in the...
$5!
But Chelsea, there's a hole, you know, there's a hole to be filled, pardon the expression. He saw that there wasn't anybody serving the Amish community, so he thought, I'm going to offer the Amish Uber. The AU, as we like to call it. Is it Florida, where a man is... I'm going to use the term operating, but I feel like that's using it loosely. He's operating an Amish Uber. Woody's got the third and final.
Third and final story has to do with a man who is facing a $100 fine, being accused of a 3120. Chelsea, 3120.
Muffler bracket on a Pinto.
It's a 3121. 3120 is illegally harboring a turkey. Harboring a turkey is the $100 fine that he is facing. After he found a wild turkey moved into his backyard and, quote, he's become friends with the large bird, end quote. Now, he has some issues going on in his life. He says, I have no kids. I'm in the middle of a divorce. I have no one at home. He's a 45-year-old tow truck driver, and the turkey keeps me company, gives me something to come home to. He had previously hunted turkeys, but he's given it up considering his backyard guest. City's like, I'm sorry, you cannot have a wild turkey in your backyard and keep it as a pet. They'd like to put a $100 fine into his mailbox. Is it in Florida where he is accused of harboring the turkey? Chris is up first to try and solve our quiz. Chris, all three stories actually happened. Which one went down in Florida?
Story number two.
Oh, sorry.
No, story number two did not go down in Florida, although those of you familiar with Amish country, and maybe this may just be me, Michigan is where the dude is operating the Amish Uber. Colon, Michigan, by the way.
Cologne, maybe?
It's even phonetically spelled out. It is colon.
Front button, back button.
Well, I don't know that it's that, but it's colon, C-O-L-O-N, and I'm serious. The story spells it out phonetically.
Trasero de enfrente, trasero de atrás.
So it is colon. Uber is a cool thing, says the man. Every single year, something new comes in, and Uber is hot right now, so I wanted to do Amish Uber. We can deliver people to their front doorstep. There is no app. You just have to flag me down. $5 anywhere you want to go. Seems like...
Take me to the colon!
A mediocre idea at best.
Joseph, 50-50 shot. What do you think?
They need me to take it up. I'm going to go with story number three.
Story number three! The dude illegally harboring the turkey, also Michigan, nowhere near the colon. He was in Garden City, Michigan.
However, probably able to get turkey fingered.
Yes.
I've never been turkey fingered before.
Is that all you're going to play?
That's it.
Okay. I've never been turkey fingered before.
John, do you need more than that?
John, can you solve our quiz?
I don't know, guys. It's tough.
It's a four-hour show if you don't answer in the next second.
I'm going to go with number one.
Yes. Fort Walton Beach, Florida, is where the 51-year-old man assaulted his fiancée with noodles at the Holiday Inn and Suites. You don't do that. Just don't.
It's like
do that.
In the olden days, in the days in France, when men would slap each other with their gloves, say, you know, D'Artagnan, you know, how dare you talk to me like that, you? And smack him.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
Earlier on the show, we were talking about the weird things that have happened with your name or somebody you know's name, where either it could be any number of things. You'd been called the wrong name for so long that you didn't correct somebody. That started because we heard there's a viral video going around of a woman who thought her next door neighbor's name was one thing, and then 14 years later discovered that it was actually a different name. Because there is like a point where at some point you can't. The person who's having their name said incorrectly, you can't correct them. Mm. You've let it go on too long. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure what the exact time frame is, but it's not that long. At some point, you just have to go with it at that point. And speaking of that, we got a bunch of stuff on our voicemail. The Fez line, as it's known, at 704-FEZ-3200, like this one.
Hey, about that incorrect name thing, For my first job out of high school, we started working at Pizza Hut. And my name's Ian, so I went in there, and they just read my name on my name tag, and they thought it said Ian, and I was a shy guy, so I never corrected them. So for over a year, they just called me Ian until one night I had a couple of my buddies over for drinks, and they said, in front of my family, call me Ian. And my sister just laughed at me, and she has never let me forget that. Just because I was too shy to correct someone.
I think he said that wrong, but am I understanding that right? His family came, and so that he didn't get busted in front of his coworkers, he told his family to call him Ian in front of his coworkers. Oh, man.
That's
too bad.
Painfully shy.
That's tough.
Oh.
Then there's this one.
Hey guys, touching base on calling people by the wrong name. My name's Andrew, and I used to manage a hotel up in Boone. Well, occasionally I'd work third shift, the night audit, and every time I did, always around 3 o'clock, we'd have people calling from all over the country with, like, the stupidest questions. But every time I answered the phone, I'd be like, hi, this is Andrew. Thanks for calling so-and-so. And they always heard Xander for some reason. Well, obviously, I'd never correct them because when you ask stupid questions, you get stupid answers. But one of the most popular questions we always got was, does your hotel have bathrooms? And I'm like, no, obviously not. This is North Carolina. We have a community bush we all use, and people would believe me. But, yeah, and then there was multiple complaints for Xander, and nobody knew who it was, but they had their suspicions. So, but love the show. I got to run right now, and I don't know. I guess I'll go to a nice park and spread them. Thanks, guys.
I take them, I guess, out to some beautiful park or something and spread them.
Thank you, Xander.
Xander.
Big butt, big pay?
The old community bush line. I've been there a time or two, am I right?
Why are people calling?
It looks like a shriveled up bush.
That's what I heard, Chels. It's a community bush, actually.
Yes, cooch.
No.
That has nothing to do with it.
That's a cooch.
No, that's not.
Cooter.
Nope.
A York Regional Police Officer's comments on marijuana to.
That's not even anything that makes sense.
Cooch.
Cooch. You're just playing sound effects.
Wee wee area.
Cooch.
Nope. All of that is not pertinent. The Fez line is available to you, though, at 704-FEZ. Getting choked up. 3200.
The Woody and Wilcox.
Looking for a new job? Something that pays a lot of money, that's enjoyable, includes eating and travel? I'm asking the question.
Oh, I see. Okay. A lot of people got excited there for a second.
I did not say that I am looking for a new job.
I misunderstood the tone.
Did you see that the good folks at Reynolds Wrap are looking for a chief grilling officer? Chelsea, didn't you put this up on your blog?
I did.
I did not see that.
It involves food and travel, so
yes,
I'm in. Bye.
The CGO, or Chief Grilling Officer, would be sent to some of the top barbecue cities in the United States of America. They would be asked to sample grilled meats, learn about grilling culture and grilling techniques. Now, the bummer is the job only lasts 2 weeks, but you do get your travel paid for, your expenses and lodging paid for, and $10,000. So now does it sound like a good gig?
For 2 weeks?
Yep.
Yeah.
So this is more like you are a contest winner. This isn't really a job.
Well, you're getting paid.
Well, but it's really you've won 10 grand and you get to do something in barbecue.
Tomato, wait, tomato.
Well, that's fine. I'm not poo-pooing it. I'm just saying it's not really a job.
Oh, you will poo-poo it a couple days later.
All you right. Do a little bit of work. Like, you know, doing a little bit of cooking and do probably some social media stuff. But mostly you just get to travel around to these cities and eat. So what if it's a 2 week job? Some people can live off $10,000.
Who can live off $10,000?
And it's super easy.
How do we get involved? Or more importantly, how do I get you involved?
It's easy.
Yeah, you got to describe in 100 words why you would be the prime candidate for the job. And you can't just write because I really, 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 really want it. You also have to send a photo, so I'm pretty much out.
Well, no, they can tell you like to eat, so maybe that's part of it.
Just call me fat. Is that what you just said?
No, I'm just...
Is that what you just said? How dare you?
I like to eat, too. I mean, there's some people look like they need a sandwich. Like, they're not really eating barbecue.
Are you packing bologna or what?
You're saying that skinny people are not allowed to apply for this job, Chelsea? You've got to be somewhere on that fine line of looks like he could enjoy a meal, but looks like he has also had more than one meal.
Yes. Maybe.
That's
fine. I think it's a great gig. And you get to bring somebody with you. So bring me. Save me from this place for 2 weeks.
And make $10,000 for 2 weeks work?
Yep.
Seems pretty cool. I'm not going to tell you where to go because I don't want the competition. Currently writing my essay why I'm the prime candidate for the job.
I tell you what I am going to tell you. We're going to figure out what we learned today on the show. And there were a couple of things that I feel are important. We'll cover those next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
What did we learn today on the show?
Nothing.
I wouldn't say that. We did learn that, well, Obviously, yesterday we got the news that Charlotte Ray had passed away, and some of you may be too young to remember Mrs. Garrett from the Facts of Life and Different Strokes. We did pay tribute to her yesterday.
And now Woody and Wilcox's tribute to Charlotte Ray, a.k.a. Mrs. Garrett from the Facts of Life and Different Strokes.
Girls, balls, and marijuana.
Are they punk rock?
I don't know.
That was Woody and Wilcox's tribute to Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett from Facts of Life and Different Strokes.
The reason why I brought it up is because it was pointed out to us that it sounded so similar to our tribute to the Cranberries and their song Zombie.
And now Woody and Wilcox sing the song Zombie by the Cranberries.
Zombie.
That was Woody and Wilcox singing the song Zombie by the Cranberries.
I don't know what to tell you, but I appreciate the keeping the eyes open or the heads up or whatever it is. We were kind of excited when we saw Garrett was still trending this morning, assumed that it was Mrs. Garrett, and then sadly found out that it had something to do with The Bachelorette. We found out, as you maybe prepare to do some summer traveling, you can get booted from an airplane if you're traveling with a cello. A woman flying from Miami to Chicago, even though she had purchased, hang on for this, had purchased a seat for her cello so that nobody damaged it. I think, as I said earlier, so that Johnny Fathands down below didn't damage the cello as he was cramming it into the plane. She bought an extra seat for her cello, and they still said, nope, can't do it. By the way, her cello is worth $28,000. And Johnny Fathands is now following us on Twitter. That's so I think fact. It was a win-win across the board. We played around at Craigslist Price is Right today. Found out that if you have an orange cat, there's a guy that wants to rent it.
Mom.
Wants to have you bring the cat over and have it eat lasagna with her child. Great way for you to make $25 and get rid of your cat for a while. We also heard from a guy who was anxious to get 50 men to help him so that he could compare his junk to yours. He was willing to offer you, how much, Woody?
Sorry, 10 bucks per person.
10 bucks a guy.
But he wanted to have 50 dudes.
So if you're a guy who's okay showing your junk to another guy, what a great way to make $10. I mean, 10 whole dollars. Who's with me?
You do it for free, right? Just show it to people?
All right. We got to move along. We also found out that there's a new reality show debuting tonight. First ever. And thank God, this is what we've all been clamoring for. It's people stranded on an island. Why they haven't come up with a show like this before? But here's the catch. These people don't know that there are other people on the island. They think they're the only ones. Maybe they'll be nude like that other show. Or maybe they'll compete for prizes like that other show. You know, where they're all on an island. Good job, TV.
It's all new.
Keep it coming. Tomorrow on the show, sadly, we haven't been able to get Woody suspended. It looks like there will be a Woody game Wednesday on the docket for tomorrow.
It's Odie Day tomorrow.
I'm sorry?
Odie, you know, the dog that lives with Garfield, John Arbuckle in the comics.
It's Odie Day?
Yes. Celebrating the cartoon dog from Garfield.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
Right. It's also International Cat Day. And Sneak Some Zucchini Onto Your Neighbor's Porch Day.
All right. You're just making stuff up now.
I'm not.
We also found out that if you streak at a Major League Baseball game, you could get deported. Granted, I think you have to be from another country for that to happen, but still. Anything else you missed, you'll find it on the podcast. Look for the Woody and Wilcox channel of iHeartRadio. If you're following along on Twitter, we're actually now tweeting out segments of audio, so you can't avoid it. You really, really can't avoid it. Before we move along, We probably ought to let intern Dave ring in. Intern Dave, is there anything you wanted to add to the show today?
And now, a moment with Wilcox.
All right. A dude just walked over to an aquarium while it was open, middle of the day on Saturday, grabbed a 3-foot shark, swaddled it. He put the shark in a stroller and pushed it out the front door. Sort of a Weekend at Bernie's, but with a shark that wasn't dead. So almost nothing like Weekend at Bernie's.
This has been A Moment with Wilcox.
I stand by that. Good. Words of wisdom. I was looking for Intern Dave, though. Intern Dave?
Another great show, guys.
It's the Woody and Wilcox Show.
Everyone in this room is now dumber.
Not for a second have I even dwelled on the fact that the show's over. I don't,
It's the Woody and Wilcox Show.
I don't think about it. I try not to think about it, and therefore I, you know, don't.
Why don't you stop talking for a while?
Because it's a very healthy way to deal with something that is very ultimately not that important in the long run. It's not, not important at all.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.